Thank you for tuning in to the Bonding with ASI podcast. I'm Susan Sutton, editor of Adhesives and Sealants Industry, and I'm speaking with Rebecca Desch of 3Bond International today. Rebecca is going to tell us all about form-in-place gaskets, which can offer a variety of benefits in automotive manufacturing. Welcome, Rebecca. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, first things first, what is a form-in-place gasket?
A gasket is a mechanical seal which fills the space between two mating surfaces, such as an O-ring. Gaskets are used to block leak pathways for liquids or gases. Conventional solid gaskets are formed from soft metal, elastomer, cork, or composite. To achieve a good seal with a solid gasket, it's often necessary to design and die cut a gasket specific to the liquid, to the joint shape, machine the surfaces around the gasket with high precision, and then compress the gasket into the joint. So form-in-place gaskets, which I'm going to call FIPG, were developed for the automotive industry, which has a particular need for excellent seals that tolerate chemical attack, temperature swings, vibration, all the things that happen to cars. FIPG are made by applying a liquid sealant, such as a silicone, to the space between two mating surfaces and then curing it in the joint to create a gasket. Because the gasket is applied as a liquid, it conforms exactly to the surfaces of the joint. Also, the FIPG uses adhesion rather than compression to hold it in place. Sometimes the FIPG are used to seal a fluid into a space, such as securely sealing a coolant system or an electrolyte enclosure. In other applications, the FIPG seal excludes the liquid, such as a housing that protects electronics from moisture. The silicone sealants that made FIPG possible became established in the automotive industry in the 1970s. The key to creating an effective liquid gasket is mastering the high throughput dispense. The bead of sealant must have a consistent size even at the start and end, and at any junctions. In the early 1980s, my company, 3Bond, became a leader in developing innovative FIPG, as well as robot dispensing systems to dispense the sealant precisely and efficiently. By the 1990s, FIPG sealing became standard on vehicle powertrains. Many other industries have adopted the technology in more recent years. FIPG are key materials in the development of durable, leak-resistant mobile devices and safe and efficient electric vehicle batteries.
What are some advantages of FIPG compared to traditional mechanical sealing methods?
FIPG create a better seal at lower cost. Because FIPG form an adhesive seal to the surfaces of the joint, they block leak pathways more effectively. Also, FIPG do not require precise machining of the joint to create a good seal. The liquid sealant can contour into tight spaces and fill in small gaps in the surface that might otherwise be leak paths. Further, when a joint is redesigned, rather than having to make a new die to cut a new solid gasket shape, an FIPG dispensing robot system can simply be reprogrammed to follow a new dispense pattern, enabling a much more efficient production. Instead of managing inventory of 30 different solid gaskets, a manufacturer can use one robot dispensing system with 30 programmed dispense patterns. FIPG eliminate the waste and the delays associated with the die cutting process. And because FIPG don't rely on compression, designers have more freedom to create lightweight, fuel-efficient designs. FIPG can be dispensed in complex patterns that would be a serious challenge to replicate with a solid gasket. Also, replacing compression with adhesion reduces joint failure because you can avoid the stress cracking or compressive load failure of the compressive forces and just overall increases the strength of the structure. A drawback to FIPG is that the joint is much more difficult to reopen and reseal because it is adhesively closed. So joints that need to be reopened during their operating life can be sealed with cure-in-place gaskets, which are made by dispensing the liquid sealant on only one side of the joint, curing the sealant while the joint is open, and then compressing the cured solid sealant inside the joint to form a seal that can be opened and resealed. Like FIPG, cure-in-place gaskets avoid the inefficiencies of the die-cut gasket process.
Can you share some details regarding the chemistries involved? You mentioned silicone. Why does silicone lend itself to this application?
Silicone is a dominant material in the space because silicone cures in a room temperature vulcanizing reaction. It forms a rubber-like elastic body, and that means it tolerates vibrations. It also is very good at tolerating temperature shocks and repeated impacts, as well as exposure to a variety of chemicals. Silicones are excellent sealants with high chemical resistance, and with high thermal resistance as well. They can go up to 250 C or heat-resistant grades can tolerate 300 C, which is about 570 degrees F. Silicone effectively bonds many different materials, and it can fill gaps as large as 6 millimeters, which is pretty large for a sealant. These are just a set of ideal properties for sealants. But polymers always provide this balance between strengths and drawbacks. Silicones are not high-strength materials. They function as sealants rather than as adhesives. Some other limitations of silicone are directly tied to the cure mechanism. The cure depends on water molecules from the air migrating to and reacting with silanol terminals on the polymer chains. The benefit is that the silicone cure doesn't require mixing two parts of the sealant together. It doesn't require the application of external heat or light. But the drawback is that this reaction releases a gas, which, depending on the precursor chemistry, may be an oxime or an alcohol or an acetone. Oxime gases cause failures in electronics, so silicones that outgas these oximes cannot be used near electronic components. Acetone or alcohol outgas is much less of a problem, but they can also damage some plastics and other materials around the joint. Another thing to keep in mind is that the cure reaction occurs slowly, only about 2 to 3 millimeters of cure depth per 24 hours, and the full cure may take a week or more. Because it depends on atmospheric moisture, the silicone moisture cure can be unreliable in dry climates or in the winter, unless you're working in a humidity-controlled facility. There are a few options for obtaining high silicone sealing performance while moving away from the dependence on the slow moisture cure. Two-part silicone sealants have been developed with platinum catalysts. They cure more quickly, think hours rather than days, and they don't outgas like the one-part silicones. Some of these materials can be cured at room temperature, while others do require a heat cure. Ultraviolet light curing silicones have also been developed. These work by achieving a quick partial cure of the silicone under the ultraviolet light to stabilize the joint, and then the silicone moisture cure can continue over the next week to achieve full strength. This requires that the sealant is exposed to the ultraviolet light, which is generally possible for a cure-in-place gasket, but often not possible for FIPG situations. Another approach is to use a modified silicone sealant. These are polymers that have a polyether backbone and then have the silicone type end groups. These modified silicones are much stronger than silicones and they don't have the outgassing problem, but they have lower heat resistance and they do still rely on the slow moisture cure. I'm focusing on variants of silicone sealants today, but I did want to mention that there are other sealant chemistries that can be used for FIPG applications, including volatile solvent type rubbers, reactive hot melts, acrylate anaerobics, epoxies, fluorosilicones, and also two component and ultraviolet cure polyurethanes.
Okay, you talked about curing a little bit, but I'm wondering if you could go into how FIPG fit into the automotive manufacturing processes in terms of curing and handling.
There's two time parameters that are important to keep in mind with FIPG curing. There's a tack-free time and then the time to full cure that I've been talking about. The tack-free time refers to the point at which the sealant surface is tacked over and is no longer sticky. It's generally necessary to close the joint into the sealed position before the tack-free time to achieve a good seal. For a room temperature vulcanized silicone, the tack-free time is generally about 10 minutes, sometimes a little slower or faster. They can be formulated at different kinetic rates. At this point, the material is basically a liquid putty inside of a solid skin. After the surface tacks over, silicones can tolerate preliminary pressure testing to determine that the sealant was applied correctly and there's no leaky spots. So this allows automotive manufacturers to very quickly and non-destructively test every part before assembly. Then they have to wait for the silicone full cure, which can take a week or longer. Automotive parts are generally manufactured in one location and then shipped to another facility for assembly. So automotive FIPG often achieve their full cure strength while they're in transit. Automotive manufacturers can then conduct additional pressure testing on either individual parts or larger assemblies of parts to check that there aren't any leak issues. Many manufacturers are increasingly interested in faster cure mechanisms, such as the ultraviolet cure, heat cure, or the two-part chemistry to improve their throughput. Some manufacturers will apply a fast curing adhesive adjacent to the slow curing sealant to hold the assembly together while the sealant cures. Another trend in automotive manufacturing is a push toward using one sealant for multiple purposes. These trends are sometimes at odds with each other. In some processes, a fast cure is prioritized, but for others, more streamlined inventory is the important factor. So in some situations, a strong FIPG may be used in a dual bonding and sealing role to replace two materials with one. Or FIPG can be tasked with providing thermal conductivity, electrical conductivity, or electrical insulation, or imparting flame retardancy to a construction. The performance requirements for sealants continue to grow more complex while regulatory controls grow stricter. Although FIPG silicones are well established at this point, these pressures spur continuous innovation, and that keeps things interesting.
Definitely. Well, thanks again, Rebecca, for sharing all that interesting information.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thanks to the listeners for tuning in. If you have a spare moment or two, we'd appreciate it if you could give us a review and a rating. And please be sure to follow us. If you're interested in additional information, visit 3bond.com and keep your eyes peeled for a feature article on form-in-place gaskets in a future issue of ASI.